FNC's Piro, Democrats' message is hate Donald Trump. Blame the pandemic on him and defund the police. By Jeff Poor on August 30, 2020. Saturday, Fox News Channel's Jeanine Pirro opened her program by contrasting the Democratic National Convention and Republican National Convention. Pirro highlighted the protests following the RNC, which she said would be a characteristic of a potential Joe Biden presidency. Transcript as follows. The left just can't stop their outrage over the election of President Donald Trump. It's been one giant hissy fit since November of 2016. And it's only gotten louder, more frequent and more violent. I've got news for you. All the noise, hysteria and outright lies spewed will only ensure President Trump's re-election. The two conventions America watched were as different as night and day. Not just in terms of production quality, message and enthusiasm, but in terms of focus. The Democrats were busy condemning the United States as a racist country steeped in systemic racism, focusing on the past. The Republicans were busy highlighting the greatness of America, with men and women from all walks of life praising the opportunity this country and this president offers, focusing on the future. At their convention, the Democrats blamed America for all the wrongs that exist. Not one person condemned the anarchy and chaos occurring in cities burning across America. So, as I learned in the law of contracts, silence is acceptance. As such, it could be they see this as a benefit. None of their speakers mentioned the lives or businesses lost or destroyed by leftist looters and anarchists destroying our cities. Not one of them mentioned how to end the anarchy, creating disorder, havoc and utter chaos. Bottom line, their message, hate Donald Trump, blame the pandemic on him and defund the police. The Republicans were busy identifying the enormous gains to the economy and the safety and security of Americans under President Trump. Recognizing America's greatness, focused on fixing the bad that has happened in the past, learning from it and making it better for everyone while still honoring America. Retired police captain David Dorn's widow, Anne, spoke of her husband killed at the hands of looters, murderers who gunned him down and live-streamed his death as he bled out. Begin video clip. Ann Dorn, wife of retired police captain David Dorn, my hope is that having you relive it with me now will help shake this country from this nightmare we are witnessing in our cities and bring about positive, peaceful change. We need to come together in peace and remember that every life is precious. End video clip. Pirro and Mark and Patricia McCloskey prosecuted for unlawful use of a weapon as they defended their lives and property from leftist protesters who broke a fence protecting their neighborhood and then proceeded to threaten the couple spoke of their pain as well. Both Dorn and the McCloskeys, calling for peace and an end to the violence as the left continues without any indication of when this will end. Bottom line, the left blames America first, the right puts America first, and they want law and order back in America. In fact, that's been the message of the man we chose to bring us out of the old Biden years. The man who spoke our language and understood our pain and worked to satisfy our needs. President Trump's speech itself was a litany of the successes his administration has achieved and a compelling argument why Joe Biden cannot be elected president. Begin video clip. Donald Trump, R., President of the United States. Make no mistake, if you give power to Joe Biden, the radical left will defund police departments all across America. They will pass federal legislation to reduce law enforcement nationwide. They will make every city look like Democrat-run Portland, Oregon. End video clip. Pirro, but it was after the convention where the actions of the left were on open and full display that the stark difference between the left and right were painfully apparent. The left intimidated, threatened and menaced peaceful individuals as they left President Trump's acceptance speech. The individuals were frightened for their lives. Senator Rand Paul and his wife both threatened and terrified. Here they are on Fox. Begin video clip. Kelly Paul, wife of Senator Rand Paul, in the minutes before the police with the bikes showed up, we were completely encircled and surrounded. Pressed up against two cops who, we were surrounded by people who were screaming in our faces, yelling that they were going to F us up, screaming, say her name. End video clip. Pirro, Democrat State Representative Vernon Jones and scores of others were terrified as they simply tried to walk to their cars or homes. This chaos by the left, especially where there are too few police deployed to handle predictably violent situations, will only increase across America with the absence of noticeable law enforcement. This has to stop. Remember, from Seattle to Milwaukee to Portland to Kenosha to Chicago, Joe Biden and his crew had nothing to say. Neither did anyone at his convention. Believe me, you don't want to live in Joe Biden's America. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.